So we know that there is a din on Pesach, four kosos. The Mishnah tells us on Tzadik Kesem and Beis and Arvei Pesachim. Erev Pesachim, Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetech Shach. Afilo Anish B'Yisrael, Lo Yochal Chiyesev. So even an Anish B'Yisrael can't eat at Seder night until he reclines. Even though reclining might be relaxing and having just a relaxed, chilled out, luxurious meal might not be the normal behavior for an Ani, who's worrying all the time and is not usually eating such a fancy meal, but even he has to be mesif, he has to do a seva. Then the Mishnah ends, v'lo yivchesu lo arba, me'arba koso shel yayin, he shouldn't have less, even the Ani shouldn't have less than four cups of wine, even if he has to get it from a tamchoy. You see, generally there's a principle that if it's a Shabbos, it's and you don't have enough money to have a fancy meal, so usually we say, Asei Shabbat Chachol, V'altzit Starech Lebrios. Don't bother other people, make your Shabbos into Chol. It's better to make your Shabbos into Chol than to ask other people to give you a handout. But when it comes to Dalet Kosos, even an Ani Shev Yisrael has to make sure that he gets Dalet Kosos. So this is the din of Dalet Kosos. Now Dalet Kosos is not a din d'oraisa. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you should have Dalet Kosos. It's a takana midrabanan. And why would there were they misaking dafka Dalet Kosos? The idea of drinking wine and drinking an excess of wine. So that is clearly the nature of a meal of Bnei Chorin who are celebrating and rejoicing. But why were they misaking Dalet Kosos? The Rashbam here on the Mishnah tells us, Rashi actually does it first, Kineged arba lishone geula ha'amurim begolos Mitzrayim. There are four psukim in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. The Torah uses four verbs: motzesi, v'tzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. Okay, I saved you, I took you out, I saved you, I redeemed you, and I took you to be my nation. So kineged those four lishonos, we'll drink to that. We drink to those four expressions of geula. So what we'd like to try to do is try to get a little bit of an understanding of what the Yisod HaDin is of Dalet Kosos. Because the Braisa tells us on Kuf Ches that everybody is Chayiv in Dalet Kosos. HaKol Chayavin B'Dalet Kosos. Anoshim, Noshim, Tinokos. I think Gemara wants to know Tinokos. Let's shout Tinokos. But everyone, men, women. Now why are women Chayiv? Isn't this a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama? Now it's not a mitzvah Saseh Midyoraisa Shazman Grama. But it's a mitzvah, Saseh Midrabanan Shazman Grama. Aren't women part of from time-bound mitzvahs? Why would women be chayiv? So here, the Gemara invokes the concept of Yoshua ben Levi, invokes the concept of Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso HaNes. They were also party to the nes that occurred. And therefore, when they made the takana, they included the women in the takana, because even though it's mitzvah, Saseh Shazman Grama, but when the women have to celebrate something that they themselves benefited from, so therefore, they're also chayiv in the mitzvah, because the Dalet Kosos are keneged the geula, and the women also experience the geula. Now, Tosos here on the spot, and this is not the only place where the Bali Tosos do this. Whenever this concept of af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, you can usually find a Tosos nearby that discusses this. There's a machlokas what it means af hein hayu ba'oso hanes. Does it mean that they were also part of the salvation, or does it mean that the nes came through them? Like for instance, on Purim, the nes came through Esther's heroicism. So maybe that's what it means. Tosfos points out, af heim, even that lashon of also they, makes it sound like they were secondary, not that they were the ikker. But the Rashi here quotes on Chukuf Chesam Beis, the Gemara in Sota, Nigid Aleph, Bishar Noshim Tzidkaniyo Shiva'osim Dor Nigala. Why were we Nigal from Mitzrayim? We didn't have Schuyos. Remember, we read in the Haggadah, the Haggadah says that Hashem looked at us and we were bare from any mitzvos. And that's why he gave us the mitzvah of Bris Milah, he gave us the mitzvah of Pesach, because we didn't have mitzvahs. So with what zchus were we zochet to the geula of Mitzrayim? So the Gemara in Sota says, b'zchus nashim tzidkaniyos. So there was the women. The women maintained the purity of Jewish women, and therefore, because of that, we were zochet to be saved from Mitzrayim, and therefore, af hein hayu ba'oso hanes works the fi both shitas. Either it's because they were also saved, or because they were one of the ikar reasons that the geula happened. But lamaisa, what we see is that everybody's chayiv in the mitzvah. Men, women, the Gemara even brings up the possibility of children should be chayiv. So what is the yesod of this mitzvah? Why do we drink four cups? Like, what exactly are we trying to accomplish with the mitzvah? What's the amkus of this? So here there's a great tosos that I'd like to spend a few minutes going through. Tosos on Tzadi Testament Beis. Lo yivchesu lo me'arba kosos. The second Tosos that begins with the words lo yifchesu lo. So Tosos makes a deal. What does he say? Mitocha lashon mashma ktsas she'ein nosnin lebanav lubnei banav kiyem liatzmo. When you're providing tzedakah for the ani and you're giving him his four kosos, it's mashma from the Mishnah that you don't have to give to all the people in his family, you only have to give him. Vehu motzias kulam bishalo. And he'll drink the four cups of wine, and he'll be motzi everybody else. I imagine no one had ever been in a seder like that, where only the balabayas had a cup, had four cups, and everyone listened, and everybody watched him drink, and they were yotzei dalet kosos. But believe it or not, the Bali Tosos writes here that that works. And it's mashma like that in the Mishnah, that only the balabayas, the ani, you're not going to give for his son and his son-in-law and his grandchildren and his wife. That's a lot of cups of wine. You can't demand that if he's an ani and he's getting tzedakah. So in the case of the bare minimum where we're providing for an ani, what do you have to give him? You only have to give him enough for him to have four kosos. The svaruhu, says Tosos, demayishna arba kosos mikiddush dekol hashana shechem motzi es kulam. Why should it be any different than kiddush? Kiddush also, you don't. Not everybody has a full cup of wine. The father makes kiddush and he's motzi everybody in the house, the wife, the kids, the in-laws, whoever's visiting. So just like that's true by kiddush, why should it be any different by dalet kosos? This is the shita of Tosfos. Get that down. Shita of Tosfos is that you only need one person having the dalet kosos. He could be motzi everyone else. If you were reading through this Tosfos and trying to figure out what's the shita, that's his shita. Now what's his raya? What's his raya? I already read to you two things that he says to support his position. Yaakov, can you tell me what's his raya? How does Tosfos develop? Let's analyze the Tosfos. Anyone be medayik in Tosfos? How does he develop this shita? Sam, go ahead. Let's hear.
It's inferred from first medayik in the words.
Yeah, where is it medayik in the words of the Mishnah?
To him.
Excellent. What does the Mishnah say? Did you get that, Diuk? It says lo yifchasu lo. Don't give him less. What do you mean give him? Give his family less. It should give them. Why does it say give him? Now, is that an amazing raya? Why not? What do you mean?
He's asking for his family.
No. So what do you mean?
If you were to give to his entire family, you'd have to say give to him for his family.
Meaning, it could be that you're giving him because he's the one who's going to. You're going to give him. You're going to ask him how many people in your family. Oh, you need three bottles of wine for everyone to have. Here, I'll give to you three bottles of wine. In Achanami, that's one possibility. Another possibility.
Just talking about one guy in the Mishnah.
Right, maybe he doesn't have a family. Maybe it's a guy by himself. It doesn't say a mishpacha avanim. Maybe it's one guy eating by himself. Who said he has other people with him? It's also possible. What? Filu ani, right. It says an ani, a single person, right? So that's perhaps why it says mitocha lashon mashma ktsas. Meaning Tosis himself realizes that this is not a slam dunk riot. It's mashma ktsas. Okay, so I would hope that Tosis has something else going for him in order to make develop such a shita. It can't just be this diak, because as we know, this diak is not a absolute. It's not what we would call muhrach. It's not absolutely for sure. You have to say this. How else does he develop his opinion?
Sounds like kiddush.
A svara. He has a svara. He says, why should it be any different than kiddush? By kiddush, everybody agrees that by kiddush, not everybody has to have their own cup of wine. So why should it be any different? So Tosos develops the shita based on a diuk in the Mishnah, which we'll call a half diuk. And in addition to that, he has a svara, Maishnami Kiddush. Now Tosfos continues, and he's done back and forth with a bunch of rayas that either support him or go against him. So let's just go through some of them. The first thing he says is, wait a second, maybe my assumption by Kiddush is wrong. Maybe by Kiddush everyone does have to have a cup. And he says, I even have a raya for it. Why do I have a raya for it? Because the Gemara later on, it's a very interesting story. You read the story on Kav Zayin Amidal? Kav Zayin Amidal? Oh, where is it? Kavav Amidal. Kufav Amidal. The Gemara in Kufav Amidal has a story that they want to know what bracha you have to make for Kiddush during the day. So it says Rav Ashi was once visiting Mechoza. He wasn't from Mechoza, but he was visiting in Mechoza. And they were mechabed him to make Kiddush. It's very strange. So Rav Ashi's they're mechabed him to make Kiddush, and he doesn't know exactly how to make Kiddush. Or maybe he doesn't know what the practice is in Mechoza. Yeah. So he doesn't know what to do. So he starts very slowly, and he makes, And now he's going to do it really slowly, so he's going to wait. If everyone takes a drink, then he knows he's done. But if everyone's just standing there staring at him, he knows he's got to keep going, and he'll then add a bracha. And he'll, you know, he'll add like we do at night, right? We say Brit Bria Gafen, and then we say, Bracha Tashem Lech Olam, Asher Bracha, has the Lashon go? I'm going to have to sing it if I want to say it. Brat Savanu, B'Shabbos Kacho, B'Avav Ratzon Nechilanu, Zikar Olam Asei B'Reishis, exactly. So maybe he would have added that. So what does the Gemara say? So he makes Brit Bria Gafen slowly. Everyone says Amen, and then he sees out of the corner of his eye, there's an elderly gentleman sitting at the table who leans over and starts to sip out of his cup. And he realizes, oh, I'll stop here. And he said about himself, Chochamena Verosho. I did this well. I figured it out well. So Tosa said, oh, you have a raya from here that everyone has a cup. Because lo and behold, there was the old guy at the table, and the old guy at the table started drinking from his cup. So here, you have a raya maybe that even that Gemara's talking about Shabbos. It's not talking about on Pesach. It's talking about a regular Shabbos. In Arvei Pesachim, there are a lot of Gemaras about Shabbos, about Kiddush. Kiddush Malkum Sudas here, Kiddush Aliyayin. So in this sukkah there, you see that everyone had a cup. So again, is that a slam dunk raya? That maybe his svara that it should be no different than Kiddush, and Kiddush you don't need a cup. And now he's saying, no, maybe not. Maybe Kiddush you do need a cup. Is that a good raya from that story? Why not, Ben?
Well, also...
Hold on, wait. I want you to answer my question first.
Is that a good raya?
Is that a good raya? Why not?
I was going to say that they asked him to be mosi everybody else. I
mean, so maybe he made that, according to Tosos, that means he makes kiddush on his cup. He drinks and everyone's yotzei.
They're mechabi, it's a mosi.
Okay, maybe that was a practice in the chosen. Maybe it's not a raya for everyone else.
Mechabi, him to be mosi.
What was that?
He must know what else has to do it.
He said the guy was right by doing it.
The old person. Maybe the old person. Okay. I'm going to say it like that, but I think it's much simpler.
There's only one person.
It's just a story.
It's just a story. Meaning, maybe you have an option. You could be yotzei with him, or you could have your own cup. So the fact that the old person happens to have had a cup of wine, is that a raya that you have to have your own cup? No, there's a story, and here, the old guy had a cup. And the whole purpose of the cup was not for halachic reasons, it was to show us how Rav Ashi figured out how much kiddush to say. So in Achanami, maybe you don't have to have a cup, and Rav Ashi was very lucky that one of the guys, you know, there's... One of the Avreichim here in the yeshiva. So I've had his family over for Shabbos meal, and whenever I say to him, just like politely, like, "You want to make your own kiddush?" He always says, "Yeah, sure, I'll make my own kiddush." And I'm always thinking to myself, like, "Well, I didn't really mean that you should make your own kiddush, right? Who actually says, yes, I'll make my own kiddush?" But he said, "Yeah, I'll make my own kiddush." Okay, so make your own kiddush. So if someone was standing there, you might sit there and think, like, "Oh, you see that one family can't motzi another family because look, he's making his own kiddush." No, it's just that he decided he wanted to. So maybe this old gentleman wanted to have a cup of wine. It's not a raya. Okay, Tosos goes on. He quotes two brises that he thinks are a raya then he quotes a raya that he thinks that you don't need a kos. That everyone for the Seder does not need a kos, like his original theory. Remember, that's Tosos' thesis. Everyone does not need their own kos. Because it's like Kiddush. So first he questioned, maybe by Kiddush everyone does. So we've discarded that. Now, he says, I have a raya for my shita, that not everybody needs their own kos. What's the raya? It's from a braisa later on Daf Kufches. What does the braisa say on Kufches? Hishka mehen lebanov lebenevanov, yotza. If he waters, or whatever, he wines. If he gives wine to his family members, he's still yotze. It's okay for him to give wine to his family members, he's still yotze. And the Gemara clarifies, what do you mean? If he gives wine to his family members, then he didn't drink. So Gemara says, no, it's talking about where he drank rov kos. He drank rov kos, and then he fed the other family members wine. So what does that sound very explicit? That everyone did not have their own cup. Or else why would he be giving them wine? The reason he's giving them all wine is because only he had a cup. He drank rov kos, and then he divvied it out to everybody else in the family. But Tosfos himself says that's not necessarily a raya. Maybe they did have their own kos, and he was just like giving from the actual cup that had the bracha made on it. Or maybe his family were all children, so they didn't need their own koses. And we're talking about giving the kids a little bit of wine to taste from the kiddush. But in Achanami, if they would have been gedolim, they need their own kos. So he's also not sure if that's such a great raya. And then he also ends with a raya that maybe everyone does need their own kos. What's his raya that everyone maybe does need their own kos? It's another brisa. This brisa is on Kuf Vav, I believe. this braisa is, where's the braisa of Hakol? Oh, it's also on Kuf Chesam Beis at the bottom of the page. What does the braisa say? Tana Rabbanon, Hakol Chayavin Ba'arba Kosos Halalu. Echad Anoshim V'Echad Noshim. And then the Gemara asks, and also Tinokos. So Rav Yehuda says, Tinokos? What in the world do Tinokos need wine for? No, you don't give them wine. What do? What do you give them? You give them like nuts and little snacks. What did that mean that the Tanakama held? That what is the... What is, you know, Rav Yehuda said they don't need... But what does it imply that the Tanakama held? They actually need wine. So listen to the Braisa. Everyone is chayev in Dalad Kosos. Men, women, and children. What does that sound like? Pashtus. Everybody needs to drink Dalad Kosos. So Tosus quotes that. But then he also says, maybe over there it's because of chinuch. He doesn't exactly address the women. Why is the women not a raya? But Lemaisa, at the end of the day, Tosfos concludes and says, you know what? Since there are some rayas this way, there are some rayas that way. By the way, in Chazaret tonight, I want you to go through this Tosfos and make sure you can read every raya. We read three rayas for different things, but three different proof texts that he tries to bring. But Tosfos' conclusion of his shita is that ro'i lahachmir, better to be machmir, because there are rayas this way and that way. Better to be machmir that everybody should have their own kos. But lamais, at the end of the day, what is the shita of Tosfos? Me'ikar adin. What's the shita, Huji?
One kos.
One kos for the whole family. Well, four kosos, but only four. For one person. One person can drink, and he can be motzi everyone else, like we find by?
Kiddush.
Like we find by Kiddush and Shabbos. Excellent. What is the yisod of the shita of Tosfos? It sounds like, according to Tosfos, as he says, the Dalad Kosos is like Kiddush. And what's the yisod of Kiddush? The yisod of Kiddush is not about drinking wine. We don't make Kiddush in order so that we can drink wine. The yisod of Kiddush is, as we've learned earlier this year, in order to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. Now, according to the Rambam, we said that that means that it's important for a person to be mityaches to the Kiddush of Shabbos. And you need to almost affirm the Kiddush of Shabbos. You need to declare. That was the Lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. A person needs to be mazkir, the Kiddush of Shabbos, on Shabbos. According to the Ramban, it was a little different. It's actually to be Makadeh Shabbos. We are, on some level, infusing Kiddush into Shabbos, even though Shabbos is Kviyah B'Kaima, and Shabbos is anyway Kadosh. But we said, we find this by a bunch of things. We find by a Bechor, that a Bechor is Kadosh right when it comes out of the Rechem, and yet there's a mitzvah to declare its Kiddusha. We said maybe the same thing by Shemitah. We quoted, I think, a Mordechai by Shemitah's Ksafin. Sometimes, even if something is automatic, there's a mitzvah on us or on Beis Din to declare it anyway. But whatever it is, if I had to say it in a phrase or to sum it up in a few words, what's the yisod of Kiddush? Is it about drinking wine or is it about saying words? What would you say?
Words.
It's about saying words. That's what Kiddush is all about. And it sounds like Tosfos learns that's also the yisod of Dalad Kosos. You wanted to know, well, what's the yisod here? It sounds like, according to Tosfos, the yisod of Kiddush is to say words about the Geula. In fact, if you look at Tosfos in Sukkah in Lamech Chesamad Aleph, Tosfos is discussing women's chiyuv in Hallel, and Tosfos there says a very strong lashon. Mistama, that means he doesn't have a raya, he's just saying this is pashut. Mistama lo tiknu dawud kosos ela kidei lomar alehem Hallel v'hagadah. What's the purpose of Dalad Kosos? Because you need something to say Hallel and the Haggadah over. It's not about drinking cups of wine. What's it about? It's about, we need to say words. But in Judaism, when we say words, especially important words, we do it over a kos. That's the yisod by Kiddush. We want to give chashivos. So we say the Kiddush over a kos. But the inyan's not to drink. The inyan is to say words about Shabbos. So to hear the mitzvah, and perhaps if we wanted to say it like a little bit differently, maybe we can even connect it to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe Tosfos is learning that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we've already talked about, what's the difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechira, the daily mitzvah? So we quoted from the Rav, and from Rav Chaim, but with the Rav's additions, that the Yisod of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is to say Hallel. It's to tell over the whole story. It's Derech Shelen Shuva. It's Maskil B'Gnos Messiah B'Shevach. All of these words that you need to do, Hallel, Haggadah. What does Tosos and Sukkah say? Hallel and Haggadah were instituted to be said on a cup of wine. Just like on Shabbos, Kiddush was instituted on a cup of wine, so too on Pesach, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal, because Dalek goes to Dirabonim. You could be Yotzi Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim without cups of wine. But Chazal came along and they said, that mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, let's do it well. Do it on a cup of wine. We want you to do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on a kos of wine. Now what is exactly is the connection to Shabbos? We're going to just digress for... So let me take this. I'll take your question. You go ahead.
So why do we have four cups?
Oh, good. We'll get there in a second. So let's digress for a second. What exactly is the dimyon to Shabbos? Is it really a stark dimyon? Is it a stark dimyon between the Dalet Kosos and Kiddush? So it really depends on how you learn the dimyon of Kiddush, which we mentioned very quickly on the Makaro sheet. And so let's just say it out very quickly. There is a machlokas in 2 days in Tosfos. This Tosfos comes up in a bunch of places in Shas. It's in Shavuos, it's in Pesachim, it's in Nazir. It's based on a Gemara in Nazir. It's a little bit of a question. How do you read a line there in Nazir? Is it a question or a statement? Is it saying he is Mushba of Omei Mahar Sinai? Or it's asking, what? Is he Mushba of Mahar Sinai to drink wine? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to look at the Gemara inside in Nazir. But there are 2 days there in Tosfos. The first day in Tosfos is that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to say words, not on wine. Say words. That's why, according to that daya, when you daven Maariv at night, and you say Kiddush in Maariv, you say, like, Hulu, in Maariv, you're already Yotze Kiddush, Medio Raisa. That was that whole question that we've talked about in the past, that when you come home, your wife is not daven Maariv Mistama, so she hasn't said Kiddush yet. You've already been Yotze Kiddush. How are you going to be Motzi her? We discuss, can you be motzi someone? If you're already yotzi midiraisa, can you be yotzi someone who's not yotzi midiraisa? Are women bichlal arvus? Maybe you should say good Shabbos, and when she says good Shabbos back, maybe she's yotzi. So we're not getting into that whole sugi right now, but that's all this shita. That kiddush midiraisa is only to say the words. Chazal came, and they were misakein it on a cup of wine. That's kiddush all the time. If you learn like that day in Tosfos, so then Dalet Kosos is mamish the exact same thing. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa on Shabbos, it's called Kiddush. Chazal came and said, do it on a cup of wine. Makes it more chashuv. Same exact thing by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does it include? Hallel v'Haggadah. That Tosos is a raya for the Rav, that Hallel is part of the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Tosos says, Hallel v'Haggadah, and came along Chazal and said, oh, you know that mitzvah d'oraisa of Hallel v'Haggadah? Do it on a cup of wine. But there is another day in Tosfos, in Nazir, and Shavuos, and Pesachim. The other day in Tosfos says, no, actually Kiddush on wine is D'oraisa. The mitzvah D'oraisa of Kiddush is not to say it in Shul without a cup of wine. It's to do it on a cup of wine. According to that, you should be able to be Motzi your wife, because you weren't Yotzi the mitzvah D'oraisa yet in Shul, by saying it without wine. The mitzvah D'oraisa is to say it on wine. And according to this, so then when Tosfos says it's like Kiddush, it's not exactly the same. Because by Kiddush, the mitzvah d'oraisa is to say it on wine. Here, Dalet Kosos on the Derabbanan. What does Tosfos mean that it's like Kiddush? So the Chora, what Tosfos means is that Chazal did it ke'en d'oraisa. They looked at the mitzvah of Kiddush, just like the prototype, and they said, wow, mitzvah of Kiddush, you say important words on a cup of wine? We want to be misaking the same thing when it comes to Pesach. In Achanami, by Kiddush, having it on wine is d'oraisa. But by Pesach, it's going to be Derabbanan. Now, when they wanted to do this, Chazal, again, either because that's exactly the same thing as what Kiddush is, or because they looked at Kiddush as their inspiration. I don't know which one Tosfos is saying, because there's 2 days in Tosfos throughout Shas. But Donnie asked, well, why four? So we already know the answer to that question, because that's what Rashi told us. Once they were doing Dalet Kosos, once they were doing Kosos, they said, let's do it connected the Lashonos of Geula. We know that Hashem said four amazing things that He's going to do for us. He's going to be Goel us. He's going to save us. So if we want to tell that over, remember, the whole purpose of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to retell the great things Hashem did. So if we're really retelling four main things, that are the four things Hashem did for us, let's do it on a cup of wine. That way when we tell it over, remember it's all about the words for Tosos. When we tell it over, it'll be really chashuv. Because we're doing it on a cup of wine. Right? Like imagine someone comes over and says, I have an announcement to make. And all of a sudden I say, wait. Let's get out the schnapps. Pour a glass of wine. Pour a glass of shivis. Okay, make the announcement. I'm getting married. Mazel tov. Why do you do it over a cup? And everyone says mazel tov. Because it gives chashivas to the announcement. So that's what Tosfos says his kiddush is about. And that's what the Seder is about. It's about doing it over a cup of wine. So wait a second. According to that, why do you have to drink at all? Just do it over a cup of wine. Why do you have to take a drink? According to Tosfos. It's not about the cups. Why does the Gemara tell us you have to drink Rove Kos? But why do you have to drink? Just say it over a cup of wine. That gives chashivas to the bracha. Why do you have to take a drink? So you want to say it's because of bracha levatol. But that doesn't mean you don't. But then you don't have to drink. You can give it to someone else to drink. Or you could drink a tiny sip. One little sip. Why do you have to drink Rove Kos? Right? So first of all, Tosfos reinterprets Rove Kos and says, what does Rove mean? We spoke about this the other day. Rove really means Mali Lugma, which is the standard amount that you need to drink. Why is it called Rove Kos then? So we did the math. But if you hold like Rav Chaim Noah, so then a Revius is 86 milliliters, and Rove Kos is 44 milliliters, and that's Mamish Rove. So maybe it's not so crazy that Tosfos suggests such a thing. Rashi in Yuma writes that it's a Genai for Kosho Bracha, if someone isn't nana from the coast. It's like how seriously are you taking this cup if no one's drinking from it? Like you're filling up the cup and then you're putting it down? Right? Gives. It's like the Purim Suda. Come on. You're filling up the cup and then you're not even taking a sip? Right? So you have to take a sip or else it's like an affront. So that's what Rashi and Yuma says. It's an affront. You put down. Now the Rashash asks on Rashi, a little bit like what you were saying, like what do you mean? You made a Brei Pri HaGafen. That's why you have to take a sip. Why does Rashi say, you know why you have to take a sip? Because it's a genai to the cup not to take a sip. What do you mean? Isn't it because you made a bracha? So the Rav proved from here that by Kiddush, even the Brei Pri HaGafen is not just like a Brei Pri HaGafen. It's literally part of the Kiddush that you're saying. It's not just the Birchas HaNamim. And therefore, the reason we have the cup is in order to say the words. It's not that we said the words and now we have to take a sip. The cup is there in order to say the words. But now that we've said the words, it would be a genai, according to Rashi, not to take a sip. Okay, Lamaisa, that's Tosos. There's one last two points I'd like to make according to the Shita of Tosos. One of them is, I understand very nicely then, maybe this is Rabbeinu Yonah's question over here. I understand very nicely the second cup. The second cup we poured it, is what you're going to ask? The second cup we poured it at Manishtana. We said the entire Haggadah over it, all of Magid. And then we drink it. We say, Asher Goalanu. That makes a lot of sense. We set it over the cup. I also understand the fourth cup. Because what do we do over the fourth cup? What? No, that's the third cup. Hallel, right. All of Hallel. We say it over a cup. After you bench, you drink, you fill up your cup, and then you say all of Hallel, and you sing Chagadja, and you sing Who Knows One? I Know One, right? All of that. When does that take place? That's all. Right, that would only work after four cups or after three cups of wine. But we do all of that. When do we do all of that? That's on the fourth cup. So the second cup and the fourth cup, I understand the Yisod of Tosfos. We have important words we want to say. We want to say it over a cup. We want to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim over a cup. But I don't remember. I had written this down years ago. I don't remember if I heard this in Shul from him or if I read it in his Agada. Growing up, I grew up going to Rinat Yisrael in Tinek. And Rabbi Adler is the shul rav there, and gives excellent, really amazing shiurim. So I don't remember if I heard him say this in a shiur or if I read it in his agada, but I wrote it into my notes that he asked this question. According to the Shita of Tosfos, one of the things that Rabbi Adler is known for is that in shul, when he's giving like a p'timin chenmari of a drop, he doesn't give like just like a fluffy idea. Mamish is like nichnas into a sugya all the time. So he asked this question. Lefishitas Tosfos. The first cup is just Kiddush. The second cup is just benching. How is that this Yisod of Tosfos that we want to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hallel and Haggadah, and we do it on a cup? Wait a second. Hallel, that's true, that's the fourth cup. Haggadah, that's true, that's the second cup. But the first cup is Kiddush. The third cup is benching. Where are you doing Sipur Yetzias? The whole idea is that we're mistaking Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on a kos. Now, one way to answer it is just to say, well, you know how we really got to four? We really just added two. Anyway, you make Kiddush on a cup. And anyway, you bench on a cup. So those aren't really Dalet Kosos. We just added two more, one for Haggadah, for Magid, and one for Hallel. But it doesn't sound like that in the Rashbam. The Rashbam sounds like, no, they were misaking four cups, meaning each of those other cups are double dipping. The cup for Kiddush is Kiddush, but it's also one of the Dalet Kosos. It's not that we got to four by adding two, it's that we had two, and then we instituted four, but we allowed two of them to double dip. The kos for benching is also a kos for Dalet Kosos. So how does Tosfos learn that? So Rabbi Adler suggested, again, when Rabbi Adler suggested, I don't remember if he said this to shame the Rav, because a lot of his Torah he quotes from his Rebbe Muvah, he quotes it from the Rav. So I don't know if he said this from the Rav, or if he said this on his own. But whichever one it is, it's a very interesting suggestion. He quotes that the Rambam writes in Parag Zayin Halacha Dalet, which I think you all read, that what's the mitzvah sipur yetzias Mitzrayim? You have to say over all the nisim that he did, and you have to be misayim bidasa emes. You have to conclude by proclaiming the true religion. And how shekirvanu amakom lo, and how Hashem brought us close to him. V'ivdilonu min atoim v'kirvanu liyichuda. He brought us close, he separated us from all the other nations, and he gave us avodas Hashem to spend our days serving him. What is all that? If you had to say that in a phrase, what's the theme of all that he says you have to end with? B'chiras Yisrael, the fact that we were chosen. So, if you look in Kiddush, what do we say is part of Kiddush? Asher bachar banu mikol am, v'ra'am banu mikol hashom, v'titen lanu v'zalim yavo. So all of that is speaking about B'chiras Yisrael. So Rabbi Adler, or Rabbi Adler B'shem the Rav, I don't remember, suggested that line is the kiyum of Dalet Kosos for the first cup. The first cup is Kiddush, but in Kiddush, when you say, and you have to have in mind, Lefi, this, when you say, Asher bachar banu mikol am, v'ra'amanu mikol hashom, that you separated us, you made us unique. When did he separate us and make us unique? Zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. When he took us out of Egypt. So where is the kiyum of Dalet Kosos in Kiddush? It's when you say those lines. And where is the kiyum for the third cup? So we noticed that he mentioned that in benching as well. What do we say? Al shot say sonu meretz Mitzrayim, ufti sonu mibeis avodim. That line in Nodeb, that line is the key line for Dalet Kosos. So again, for Shitas Tosos, let's just be misakeim Shitas Tosos. Shitas Tosos is that Dalet Kosos is not really so much about the drinking of the wine, but it's actually much more about what you say. We want to say, we want to proclaim things. We want to do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How are we mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? There are four times that we're mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Kiddush, when we mention Bechiras Yisrael. In Magid, when we say over all of Magid. In benching, when we say Noda, we speak about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And during Hallel, when we praise Hashem for everything that He did for us. In Chazal, we're misaking those amiros on Kosos, keneged, the four lashonos of Geula. This is the Shita of Tosfos. What are the halachic nafkamina that emerge? Number one person can do it and be motzi everyone else. Because whenever you have speech mitzvos, we have a principle called shomei ha'kohanim. So one person will say it, and he'll be motzi everybody else. What else emerges according to Tosfos? This would perhaps explain, and the Maharal makes this point, this and the Brisker Rav also, I believe, this would also explain why Tosfos changed Rov Kos into Mali Lugmov. Because for Tosfos, the drinking is not so significant. It's much more, you have to drink because you made a bracha. And it's a ganai, or it's a bracha levatalo according to Bini. But Lamaisa, the drinking is not the ikar. And therefore, Tosfos makes the chiyuv of drinking the same chiyuv that you have by regular kiddush. How much do you have to drink? A cheekful. That chiyuv of drinking. Noah, you hear this? The chiyuv of drinking for kiddush is just a sip, a big sip. That's the same chiyuv on Pesach. Why? Because the relationship between the kos and the bracha on Pesach is the same relationship that we find on Shabbos. It's like Kiddush. This is the Shita of Tosfos. However, the Brisker Rav noted that when you look in the Rambam, so the Rambam seemingly presents things differently than Tosfos. He certainly agrees with the Yesod of Tosfos. If you take a look, when the Rambam describes Perek Zayin, if you didn't get through it this morning in Seder, you must read Perek Zayin before Pesach. Okay, it's an amazing perek. He really goes through there the inyanim of the Seder and some of the major mitzvahs. It's a great perek. Up until then, it's in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. The Rambam is discussing the dinim of Chametz and Bedika, but then he starts discussing the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Perek Zayin. It's one of those prakim you just got to know. Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Okay. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Listen what he says. He starts sounding like Tosos at first. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'saper B'nisim U'V'niflo Shenasu L'Avosein U'V'Mitzrayim B'leil Chamisha Aser B'nisan. There's a mitzvah Shel Torah to be Misaper and the Nisim and Niflos that were done for our forefathers in Egypt. As it says, Zochor Sayom Azeh Asher Yatzosim U'Mitzrayim Kimo Shenemar Zochor Sayom HaShabbos L'Kodesh. Whoa. Zochor Sayom HaShabbos. Why did the Rambam stick that in? But you all have your antennas up now. That sounds a lot like Tosfos. What do you mean you have a mitzvah to be Misaper? Because it says Zochor Sayom Zochor Esayom Azeh Asher Yatzosim U'Mitzrayim, just like it says by Shabbos, Zochor Esayom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. So it sounds like in the Rambam that just like by Shabbos, Zochor Esayom HaShabbos teaches me that I have a chiyuv to declare what happened on Shabbos, how Hashem created the world, and the Kedusha of Shabbos, so too we have a mitzvah called Tzipor Yisrael Mitzrayim, very much like Shabbos, to declare. So I'm already starting to think, oh, maybe that's the reason why we have Kosos, just like on Shabbos. There's a tikkun, takana, or maybe it's even the mitzvah d'oraisa, to say Kiddush on a kos. So too, on Pesach, we have a chiyuv on the kos. So we're going to leave that for now. The Rambam sounds like at least he might agree to that element of what Tosfos said. But the Rambam introduces, in addition to this, I believe the Oris Lemaruah, by the way, says what I said, that just like they were misakin Kiddush on a kos, you see from the Rambam that they're also misakin. See, but he says, it's right on the coast, just like we find by Tosfos. The Or Sameach on this Rambam. We quoted the Or Sameach on Friday night, right? The author of the Meshech Chachma, Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. So that's what he comments in his commentary on the Rambam. However, there is seemingly another din. This is going to be a classic Brisker Mahalach. Because the classic Brisker Mahalach likes to say that many times something that we do has two dinim. There's two elements to it. So element number one, that we drink four kosos, where we have four kosos, is because Chazal were misakein to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim al hakos. However, it could be that according to the Rambam, there's an additional din. And in order to understand this, we need to go through a little bit here of the perek of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? And I wanted to tell you first, in a sentence, what the Shita HaRambam is, and then I think I'd like to show it to you in the halachos. The Shita of the Rambam is that Dalet Kosos also serve another function. The drinking of the wine is an expression of chayus. That there's a mitzvah in the etzem drinking of the wine. Not just in the statements that you make over the wine, but the drinking of the wine itself is part of the expression of chayus. And it sounds like that in the Rambam, because what does the Rambam do? In Perek Aleph, in Halacha Aleph, Beis Gimel, Dalet, and Hay, he tells you all about this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You got to get the kids involved. You got to say the three things, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Then in Perek Vav, a very famous Rambam. B'chol dor v'dor, chayev adam, laharos es atzmo, kilu hu ba'atzmo yotza atam yeshiva mitzrayim. Now, when you read the Haggadah, it's going to sound a little bit different. If you look at the Maamar Chazal, it doesn't say what the Rambam said. The Rambam hijacked it and changed the girsa. I don't think he had a different gear stuff. I think he changed it purposely. Right. It really says, B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros esatzmo. A person needs to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. You have to see yourself. But the Rambam says, leharos esatzmo. What's the difference between liros and leharos? Leharos means to display, to make seen. Lirot means to see. You have to see yourself. That's like an intellectual thing. You got to see yourself. Try to put yourself into, you know, back into Egypt 3,300 years ago. But laharos means you need to display it. You need to do things that show the chayrus. And then the Rambam comes and tells us, lefikach, in halacha zayin. What does that mean, lefikach? Therefore, meaning, how are you mekayim this idea of laharos esatzmo? Anyone in their family, in my family, my father has the minog, that when we start singing Avadim Hayinu, my father gets up, he takes his pillow and he puts it on his shoulder and he goes around as if like he's like a slave. Avadim Hayinu. Why is he doing it? To mekayim the shita of the Rambam. I mean, that's not. I mean, that's not the ikar reason he's doing it. The ikar reason he's doing it. I mean, I think he heard that also. But he's also doing it because he's trying to get like the kids involved. So, or putting on a family skit, something to do in order to show that this is not just something that we're talking about. We are reliving it, and we are displaying it. It's not just seeing ourselves; we're displaying it. And therefore, the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, Lefikach. Therefore, when a person eats on this night, he's got to do it reclining, and everyone's got to drink four cups. Why does he immediately go into both of those halachas? Then he's going to get into the details. But why does he start by saying both of those halachas? He's trying to show you why we're doing that. Why do we do a seba? Why do we drink four cups? Because reclining, kicking back, putting your feet up, not like this, but really reclining and putting your feet up and relaxing with a cup of wine in your hand, that is an expression that is demonstrative. It's demonstrating the cheirus. We're not just talking about cheirus tonight. We are being b'nei chorin. And the way you be a ben chorin is by drinking four cups of wine. And this is the chiddush of the Rambam, that the cheirus is not just fulfilled by declaring what happened and doing it over a cup of wine. That's not what Dalakosis is about. Tosos, that's cheapening things. It's much more than that. It's actually drinking the cups of wine as part of the expression of cheirus. If this is how the Rambam learns, so we have to go back to the Nafka Minas. According to the Rambam, it's pretty clear that what Tosos says is not correct. You can't have one person drink and be motzi everyone else. Enochanami, for the word part, I could say the words and be motzi you. Shomei Kona, you hear it, and you yotze. But can I be motzi for you? The drinking of the cups, which is supposed to chayv adam laharos es atzmo. I need to show that I'm a ben chorin. How do you do it, says the Rambam? By drinking four cups. Not just by saying things over four cups like Kiddush, but there's actually a kiyum in the drinking itself. For Tosfos, the mitzvah is say things over a cup of wine. For the Rambam, it's say things over a cup of wine, but also drink the wine. Because the drinking itself is an expression of cheirus. According to this, Lechora, the Rambam, would not change the Gemara when it said Rov Kos and change it to just a sip. Why do you have to just take a sip according to Tosfos? Because it's not about the drinking. It's about the words. Okay, in Achanam, you need to take a sip. It's Brachol Vatolor, it's Ganai. But according to Rambam, why do you have to drink Rov Kos? Or perhaps maybe even the whole Kos. Right, in the Rambam, it sounds like you have to drink the whole Kos, but it's okay with Rov. Why do you have to drink the cup? Because the drinking of the cup is the whole idea. That's the cheirus. So of course you need to drink the cup. And of course somebody can't be motzi you in drinking the cup. In fact, we might even say more than that. It might be that you have to drink that cup. The cup that I just... This would maybe bring the two together. On the one hand, we can look at it as that, you know, part of being a free man, being majestic, being regal, is that you kick your feet back and you drink wine. But maybe here the two things connect. Maybe the idea is to proclaim cheirus over the wine and then to drink that cup. That I see very much is like, I'll drink to that. That's what it's like. I'll drink to that. So I'm going to proclaim it and then I'm going to drink the cup. Like imagine I was getting engaged. So I called you all over. We all filled up our shot glasses. And I said, I'm getting engaged, guys. And everyone's like, hey! And then it spills. And I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. We got to do that again. Come on. It spilled. The cup spilled. Fill up the cup again. I'm getting engaged. Why? Because you're like, you're saying it over the cup, and then you're drinking the cup that it was said over. I'll drink to that. And maybe that's perhaps also the shita here, that maybe, and we mentioned this already, that what happens if the cup spills towards the end of Magid? And we quoted that for Moshe Soloveitchik Paskin in a situation like that, it's brought down in Nefesh HaRav, if Shechter brings it down in Nefesh HaRav, that he was Mechayiv the guy to say Hallel, to say Magid again on the cup. We said that the Rav used to hold the cup when he said Magid. Why? Because the idea is that we want to say things like Tosos, but then we also want to drink to that. We want to drink the cup itself. There's also a question in Poskim, do you have to make a bracha on Dalet Kosos? So the Abu Jaham starts to give explanations of why we don't make a bracha. Now, when I say make a bracha, I don't mean break your guffin. Why don't we make, by matzah, what do? We say, Baruch atah Hashem ukenu melech olam, amotzi lechem min haaretz. Baruch atah Hashem ukenu melech olam, asher kiddushanu mitzvosav, vitzivanu, al achilas matzah. We make a brachas hananin, in order to be able to eat the bread, the matzah. But we also make a brichas mitzvah. Why don't we do that by dalet kosos? We say a gafen, and then why don't we say baruch atah Hashem, ukeinu melech olam, asher kedeshanu mitzvah tzivanu lishtot dalet kosot. Why don't we make a bracha? So, I mean, we make brachas on dirabanans, right? We make a bracha on mikra megillah, right? It's a dirabanan. We make brachas on dirabanans. Oh, that's the big question. How can you say tzivanu? Because that's the whole big deal, right? But v'harai, you do make a bracha on dirabanans. So why don't we make a bracha? The Abu Draham, one of the Sephardic, great Sephardic commentaries on the Siddur. So he tries to give explanations. He says maybe because it's spread out, you drink a cup now, and then you drink another cup later, then you drink another cup later. So you don't make a brichas mitzvah on a bracha that has mitzvah that has parts. We spoke about this about beer chametz, about making the bracha on the beer when it has parts to it. Okay, not for now, but. Is that a good question to ask?
Yeah,
is that a good question to ask? We should be making a brichas mitzvah on dalet kosos? Is that a good question? That was the question that we're trying to deal with. The Abu Jam is dealing with. Why is there no brichas mitzvah on dalet kosos? Is that a good question? Yeah, why? Yeah, according to Tosfos, that's not a good question. The real mitzvah you're making is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You want to know why we don't make a brichas on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's a good question. Some say we do. When we talk about the Haggadah tomorrow, there's some who say that there is hidden in the Haggadah a Birchas HaMitzvah on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I understand. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why don't we make a bracha on it? But Dalet Kosos, according to Tosfos, they were just misaking to do it on a kos. Would anyone make Kiddush and then make a separate bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Kenu Racham Asher Kishon Mitzvah Tzivanu L'shtot Kos Shel Yayin. Would anyone ever suggest such a question, such a bracha by Kiddush? Of course not. The wine is just there for the Kiddush. So who do you do? Okay, in Echonami, I just said, for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe we should make a bracha. But you're not going to make a bracha on drinking dalet kosos. But according to the Rambam, Seth, finish it off, because you were right.
The Rambam who says that part of
the drinking itself is the mitzvah. That's the Laharos Azat. So maybe there would be a tzad to make a bracha.
What is what the Rambam says about Kiddush in general?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he have two brachas?
And
also, he's saying
that
it's a
deraisa,
so important.
What? But there, it's still, it's the words. By kiddush, it's the words. It's not the drinking itself. So we wouldn't make a bracha on the drinking.
Would the drinking itself also be just as much as we asked it?
I mean, why isn't it part of? I mean, for the Rambam, it sounds like the laharos is still a prat in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why I said it's not 100% that it would be a good question. But at least for the Rambam, you start to hear the question. Okay, I want to conclude with one quick story, famous story. That really gives a little bit of historical context to this chiddush of the Brisker Rav. So, the Brisker Rav, where do you think he lived? In Brisk, right. Yeah, your neighbor. So, the Brisker Rav lived in Brisk. But, during the First World War, there was a concern in Brisk that the Russians were going to overtake Brisk. And many of the people from Brisk, the advice was that they should flee the town if the Russians were going to come in. The Russians didn't always treat the Jews nicely when they... In the Second World War, the Russians were not much nicer than the Nazis were to the Jews. In the First World War, the Russians weren't always so nice to the Jews when they took over a town. So many of the people in Brisk fled and went to different places. So the Brisker Rav left, and he decided to spend Pesach. It was right before Pesach. He decided to spend Pesach by his brother. Who is the brother of the Brisker Rav? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The Rav, when we talk about the Rav, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik of Boston and of YU. So the Rav's father was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The Rav's uncle was the Brisker Rav, Rav Elvel, Rav Yitzchak Zev. And both of them were the sons of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's oldest son was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father. And his second son was the Brisker Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev, Rav Elvel, the Brisker Rav, the Grizz. Okay, now you got all the nicknames down. So the Brisker Rav decided to go to his brother Rav Moshe for Pesach. But because of the war, there was not enough wine for every family. And they were trying to figure out what to do. Because they had enough wine, it's almost like a riddle. They had enough wine for one person to have four kosos. But in addition to that, they had Chamer Medina. Chamer Medina is like the local drink, like the beer, let's say. So the question emerged, what should they do? Should they rely on the Shita of Tosfos, that one person will get all four cups? Is that what they should do in this situation? Maybe they said they should give everybody some of the Chamer Medina. You know, give everybody, let's say, one cup of wine. And everyone will, like, you know, let's say, everyone will, for their first cup, for the first cup will have wine for the Kiddush, because Kiddush, you know, make Kiddush on wine. So everyone will make Kiddush on wine, and for the second, third, and fourth cup, they'll use beer. How can you use beer? Because the Ramah paskins that when you don't have wine, you're able to use. You can use Chamer Medina. You can use the local drinks. They can use Coke, or they can use milk or orange juice. Okay, it's not so clear. There's a little bit of discussion about what counts as Chamer Medina. No, so for cup 2, 3, and 4, they'll use Chamer Medina. So the Maisa, this is when they sat and they learned the sugya. Everything I'm telling you over to you right now, this whole diem between the Nachaminas, between Tosfos and the Rambam. So the legend goes that they sat and they learned through the sugya, and they decided that according to the Rambam, you might not really be gaining anything. Anyway, for the Shittas Rambam, you might not be gaining anything by drinking for cup 2, 3, and 4, coffee. I don't know if they had beer, because he said that the whole inyan of the Cheirus, if there's really an inyan in drinking the wine, so what is the inyan? It's drinking wine. The whole idea is that wine is the drink of Cheirus, it's misameach a person, and therefore there's an inyan dafka to drink wine. So if you don't have wine anyway, you're not fulfilling the Shitas HaRambam of that there's a din in the drinking. And therefore, if they're not going to fulfill the Shita of the Rambam anyway, they might as well go for the Shita of Tosfos, that one person can drink all 4 cups and mimotzi everyone. If they would each take 1 cup of wine for the first and use for second, third, and fourth, then they're really not being Mekayim either Shita. They're not being Mekayim Tosfos properly, because there, one person mimotzi everyone, so give him all 4 cups. And they're also not being Mekayim the Rambam, because the whole idea of the Rambam is that drinking the cup is a demonstration of Cheirus. And to drink coffee, that's not a demonstration of Cheirus, it's to drink wine. And therefore, apparently, the legend goes that they decided that they should hold like Shitas HaTosfos. And therefore, one person, I guess it was Rav Moshe, he was the Baal HaBayis. I guess it was Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, I guess, drank, unless he was Mechabed, his brother. But one person did the 4 kosos on wine, and he was motzi everyone else, lefi Shitas Tosfos. Everyone have a drink.